Going to be short and sweet today, but we're going to do more Revelation Decode, something I come across. I read the book of Revelation through every, constantly, every day. I try to read, a chapter or two. And anyway, I saw some things, so we're going to look at that today. Let's go to Revelation chapter 12. I'm going to read it, then we're going to go to another scripture, then we're going to talk about it in a minute. All right. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. Upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and she being with child cried, travailing in birth and pain, to be delivered. There appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon her heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and it cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to deliver her child as soon as it was born. She brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying, in heaven now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of the testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for time and times and half time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Let me make a note here. Okay. Now let's go to Genesis chapter 3. We know in Genesis 3 is when it was the fall, and that's when the seed war began. All right. The Lord said unto the woman, verse 13. Well, let me go further down. Right here, 15. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Okay, the flood was, we're going to look at Genesis 6. Right, go over to Genesis 6. We're going to look at 12 and 13. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. I don't believe that the flood was God's will. God made the earth. God's not about destroying the earth. I think this is a mistranslation. Satan plans to destroy man, the seed of the woman, the flood. If you look at Revelation 13, the flood came after the woman, Eve, the mother of mankind. This is why God warned Noah and had him prepare himself an ark for him and his family. I believe the devil did the flood, and God told him to go and prepare an ark. And he saved Noah out of water, is what it says over in Hebrews, I believe. The earth God has given to man, and that will never change. We are headed back to Eden, even as I type this out. God thwarted Satan's plan to kill his man. The only thing God wanted destroyed was the unrighteous. God does not do evil. He doesn't do evil. But he knowing Satan planned to destroy the earth, intervene. Come like Brother Hagin talk about, you have to look at things as a causative, not a God destroyed things. It was more of a causative. Because of what happened and what Satan was going to do, God sent Noah the plans in order to build the ark so that he'd be safe. He saved eight, only eight. Okay. God will destroy the earth in Revelation 21. It's going to burn up. Then he's going to make a new one, a heaven and earth. But wasn't he the one that said, as the earth continues, seed time and harvest will never cease? I don't believe God did the flood. Just can't believe that. I remember the Lord speaking to me, and I found out later that Gloria Copeland had a book called Build Yourself an Ark. Let's go over to John chapter 1 here. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him, not anything made that there was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in the darkness. The darkness comprehended it not. So the Word of God is what saved Noah. The Word of God gave him the plan to build an ark of safety while Satan flooded the earth. I don't believe God did it. Okay, let me see what else here. God made a rescue boat so his man could survive. He built himself an ark. All right. Satan declared war on the seed of the woman in Genesis 3. Revelation 12 says that very thing, that he sent a flood after the woman. Let's go over here again. 12. I think sometimes the interpreters put their own interpretation on it of these transcripts. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman. What happened after Noah was in the boat for however long it was? The waters receded. The earth opened her mouth, it says, and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Then the dragon was wroth with the woman, went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. I have to say today, the floods have never ceased. Today we deal with a flood of filth, propaganda, tell lie vision. It has flooded every corner of this flat earth. What saved us from? The Word of God is what saves us from Satan's flood. That was his intent from the very beginning. That's his intent to this very day. Okay. All right. Like I said, today we see a different flood on the earth. Revelation 13:15. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. The tell lie vision. Since the 1950s, our world has been flooded with Satan's word, his propaganda. Okay, Satan's narrative through the Antichrist system, beast system, the television, everything we see or hear, just like a flood, to continue to try and take out the seed of the woman. That's his agenda. God made a way against the flood. All right, 1 Peter 3. Start with 18. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Okay, just a minute. Lost my place. I looked up. All right, let me just start over. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the longsuffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls were saved by water. See, God's not about destroying the earth. This is Satan's agenda, to destroy everything that God had made. We see it today. They've mined it till it's just, we thought, oh, these beautiful caverns. No, they've mined it to death. They tried to take every resource that man could ever have, steal, kill, destroy. That's all the devil's about. Only 8 made it out. 2 Peter 4:5. Well, there's not a 2 Peter 4:5. What in the world? All right, let me see here what I did. It's 2, chapter 2. Just forgot the 2. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the 8th person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. God used the flood that Satan intended to kill all mankind and turn it around and cause it to get rid of the evil and save the righteous. The tale of two narratives here. Okay, go to Revelation chapter 14. And I looked, and lo, verse 1, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard the voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne, before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. That's what we are in a process of right now. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. In their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And then it goes on to talk about the fall of Babylon. Okay. The devil would kill us with the flood of his narrative at this time. Even the elect might not make it if God does not intervene. That's how bad it's gotten. Well, Jesus is coming to rescue us from the flood of this world system that has infiltrated every nook and cranny in the earth. So many look at the book of Revelation as a book of future events. It is somewhat, but it also tells us about our beginnings and our true history. Gives us instructions to stay victorious and safely inside the ark. Little by little, the Lord is decoding this book for us so we can understand fully his plan for man. We are not sure how long the man and woman were in the garden before the devil showed up. Here's something to think about. Not saying I have the answer, but I could be on to something here. Looking at the woman in Revelation 12:6, it talks about the 3.5 years. Okay, I want to go back to 2 Peter 3. Like I said, I don't know for sure. I'm speculating here. could be a possibility. 2 Peter 3:8. Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to us. We're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. So he's talking about when the Lord's coming, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? So if you look at the concept of 3.5 years, maybe 3,500 years, maybe, I don't know. I just think we don't know how long they were in the garden before the snake showed up. And so it could be a possibility. We're sitting right at the time of the end. Okay, I want to read another scripture to you. This is Revelation chapter 10. If a day is 1,000 years, 1,000 years as a day. Woman, that's the woman, the mother of all living. Mankind, they're waiting. Okay, 10. Something to think about. Starting with verse 1 there. I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. He had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right hand upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, 7 thunders uttered their voices. And when the 7 thunders had uttered their voices, maybe they were going to tell us what time it was. I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the 7 thunders uttered, and write them not. The angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which therein that are, that there should be time no longer. So what time is it? I remember Brother Copeland talking about that sliver of time at the end where God could do whatever he needed to do, clean this earth up, this operation that's going on. If we're in that time, we've run out of time, we're in that place where God's going to do his work and his judgment on the earth, and he's going to redeem us like he said he would in his word, we could be at the time of the end. The earth lease could have already run out. We may have stepped out of that time of the earth lease into God's time. I don't know. Judge for yourself. Something to think about. All right.